Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, many people are aware of two things involving the nonprofit sector. They have been hit particularly hard by the global pandemic, and today is their annual online giving day when they raise millions of dollars, enabling them to continue to do the good work they do. Joanne Turnquist is president and CEO of Central Carolina Community Foundation, the host of one of today's events entitled Midlands Gives. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you. I'm delighted to be here on Midlands Gives Day.
So tell us a little bit more about this particular event.
Midlands Gives was started back in 2014, and since that time has raised over $9.3 million for hundreds of nonprofits in the 11 counties that make up the Midlands region. It is a virtual event, an online event, which is particularly important this year, and will run today. It started at 6 a.m. and will end tonight at midnight.
And this is part of a national event, right?
This year, it is part of a national event. Hashtag Giving Tuesday, that generally takes place the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, has added a second day of giving in order to support nonprofits who, as you mentioned, are critical to the future and success and vibrancy of our community.
It's a pretty big part of our community. Talk about the nonprofit industry here in our state, and in particular, the effects that this pandemic has had on it.
In our state alone, the nonprofit sector employs over 90,000 people and represents 5.4% of our workforce. Nonprofits are small businesses, and many of them have fewer than 3 months of reserves. In fact, Mike, the South Carolina Community Loan Fund did a survey. 52% of the nonprofits that responded said they would run out of funding by June, and 80% said they may be out of money by September. The nonprofit sector is extremely important to our economy. In addition to providing funds for housing or rent assistance, providing food, especially during the pandemic, they also help to educate. They provide healthcare services. They help folks find loving pets. They help those that are disabled. They provide assistance in all sectors of our economy. We need them to survive.
The business community has always been a big part as well of the nonprofit community, but the business community is mightily struggling as well for the most part. But I know that during this event, the business community and the nonprofit sector are indeed coming together.
They are. We have an incredible group of corporate philanthropy champions who have stood up over $150,000 in incentive prizes. So when a person makes a gift today on midlandsgives.org, their gift can be amplified with one of these incentive prizes.
Joanne, share with us the growth of this particular event, what your experience was during the early days, and where we are now.
Our very first year, 2014, we had 150 nonprofits participating, and $704,000 was raised. Fast forward to last year, where we had 415 nonprofits participate and raised over $2 million. Again, the growth has not only been in dollars raised, but numbers of gifts made. Our community comes together for Midlands Gives. Last year, over 14,000 gifts were made to those 415 nonprofits. This year, 412 nonprofits are participating, 412 nonprofits who are making a difference in the region.
Well, Joanne, one more time, give us the details of today's event.
Again, today's event at midlandsgives.org began at 6 a.m. and will run until midnight with the hashtags support supporters and hashtag Midlands Gives. We can support 412 organizations in the Midlands.
Joanne, thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate yours. Thank you, Mike.
Joanne Turnquist is president and CEO of Central Carolina Community Foundation. Once again, they are the host of today's event entitled Midlands Gives, part of a national campaign known as Giving Tuesday. We will have links to all of this posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.